Good morning, sunshine. 7 a.m. on Saturday. Time to talk to your favorite handyman.
I'm so happy to talk to you. You've been my go-to guy for years.
So cozy up with your coffee or get to work. But whatever you do, keep that radio on and tuned in to House Smarts Radio with Lou.
Who's better than Lou? Nobody.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good day, sunshine.
7:11 in the morning. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Ace Hardware and by Arnold Electric Services. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
How are you? Good morning, Joe Brand. Good morning, Don Kleppen. How is everybody today?
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, Lou. Doing well. How are you?
Better than the White Sox last night against the Chicago Cubs?
Yeah.
Yikes. I checked that score late into when I was going to bed, and I was like, it was the, you know, the bottom of the ninth, and it was like, you know, 500 to nothing. It was like, ouch.
Yeah, Cubs offense finally came through. They needed it big time, and there's been a lot of home runs in this crosstown series overall this year.
Yeah. Although, this is what I really want to talk about, because something happened earlier in the week. I was listening to, and Joe, I'm going to put you on the spot here. But
oh, I love
you know
it when
how,
you do this.
You know, but you know how I want Jack Patak and Christine DePape to meet, because they got the best names. But there's a pitcher for the Sox earlier in the week that I guess didn't have a good outing. Maybe he's a rookie. He's got an interesting last name.
Crochet, Garrett Crochet, or
nope. And I heard Dave Bennett talking about him, like, this guy, we got to get the three of them together. It's because he's got kind of the same, I don't know if he was a reliever. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I was like, I got to remember this guy's name. And I never heard the guy's name before.
Are you sure it was a pitcher?
I think so. Yeah. He's a pitcher, and he's got, so do a little research for me, because I want to get these three together, because I think there's something there.
I mean, you're not talking about Luis. No, not Luis Robert, who needs to.
No, it's like he's.
I really hope he's not a pitcher.
It's got a hard. It's got a hard. He's got hard consonants in his name, like kara kara kara.
Yes, Monty Grandal.
No, that's Monty, a little, oh, no that Grandal's a little. That's
Nomar Mazara.
Are you looking at all the pitchers?
No, I'm looking at the guys that are struggling. I mean, their pitching staff has been pretty good. Dylan Cease has struggled, though.
Bobby Dalbec?
What?
Bobby Dalbec?
Bobby Dalbec?
I don't know.
Is he a pitcher? Is he a pitcher?
Carlos Rodon had a rough outing.
Anyway,
he's not.
Right? I mean, so this is how my mind works. I had my earbuds in, and I was listening to WGN, and Dave Bennett's talking about this pitcher, and he says the guy's name, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to introduce him to Christine DePape and Jack Patak.
I really wanted to be the one that came through for you on this, Lou.
It'll come to me.
Are you thinking of, like, Roger McDowell?
No.
Well,
turn his microphone off. Turn his microphone off.
I just don't.
All right, we'll get it. We'll find. It's good. It'll come to me later. Or maybe Dave Bennett will call in. Hey, real quick before we get started at 877-2134-LOU, I know it's been announced that I talked a little bit about this yesterday when I was on with Bob Surratt when I do my first call. The news has been announced that Orion Samuelson has, the part-timer is finally going to retire after 60 years. And what's amazing about Orion Samuelson is not only his talent and his commitment to his craft, but what he has meant to the farmers and the agricultural community for 60 years here at WGN Radio. And I mentioned this a little bit yesterday morning. You know, early on in my career at WGN Radio, when I would come in the mornings, Orion and Max used to host the Saturday morning show, which was on very early. And then there was the Great Outdoors show that was on prior to Charlie Potter. And I would see all these, legends in the morning as a kid walking in there, and I would listen driving in, early in the morning. And there's no question that anybody that's a broadcaster or does this for a living looks to someone like Orion when you look at that career and just can't be amazed. And the different things that he's done and what he's meant to to listeners, as well as his television audience, that he's also done so much television over the years. Just an impressive resume, and my congratulations to him. It was, you know, my honor to kind of be in the shadows of someone that is just so talented and so so well liked and loved by his audience. So congratulations to Orion. I only wish you the best, and hope for a long and healthy retirement for you, as you hope he'll probably still get up at 3 a.m, but you know, try and sleep in a little bit. That wouldn't be such a bad thing. So congratulations, Orion. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. By the way, our first call this morning is sponsored by bathfitter.com/Lou. That first caller this morning is Mike, who's calling in from Chicago. Mike, good morning. You're on WGN.
Morning, Lou.
How are you? How may I help you?
Actually, we met about 5 years ago at a Gilda's Club event. We did an event together. So
do you remember what I told you when we met? I told you never to call this radio. No, I'm kidding. How can I help you, Mike?
Okay, so I'm buying a house in the suburbs. It's a 1945 ranch with a slab addition, and in the slab is ductwork, and wrapping the ductwork is an asbestos material as an insulation. And I had an asbestos guy look at it, and he said, well, it's non-friable, so meaning it can't be crushed by the human hand, right? So he said it's not dangerous. It won't be particulate blowing into the air. I just wanted to get your opinion on that. I've seen people say you should bury, you know, pour cement down them. Other people say it's fine. Other people offer lining services for the ducts.
Well,
what's your opinion on that?
Hold on a second. So the insulation for the ductwork is on the outside of the ductwork, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, and then the interior, mm-hmm. is the interior of the ductwork, is it a metal piping?
It is. And if you take the register off the floor, you can see a little bit of the, I think you call it transite, where it comes up close to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of a white, kind of cementy looking material.
Yeah.
It didn't look like it was breaking apart or anything, but it was visible. And the inspector pointed at it and he said, I'm, you know, pretty sure that's asbestos. So of course that's a scary word to hear.
Right. No, I understand.
Particularly in a ductwork with blowing air through. So.
Right. Okay. So a couple things. One is the fact that you had it professionally inspected and they rendered an opinion on that. I think that there's a couple ways to go. Obviously, if you fill that ductwork, the problem is your furnace in that addition is probably a downdraft that goes into that ductwork, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now if we fill that, we need to replace
that. As far as I can tell.
Right, is the furnace, let me ask you this, this addition, does it have its own heating and cooling system?
No, it's all fed from the basement. It's feeding the whole house.
Okay.
So
and have
the ducts go from one furnace to this net stock different zones.
I see. Okay. If you eliminate the ductwork, okay, if that's what you want to do, now you have to figure out where you're going to run that ductwork. Is it a cathedral ceiling? Is it a flat ceiling up above?
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm asking is, you know, do you have any experience? Is this, if it's non-friable, is it dangerous or not? Or do you have any experience with the companies that do the duct lining?
Yeah. I don't necessarily know that you need to line this ductwork because if it were me, okay, I would have the ductwork, I'd have a camera service come and run a camera through all the ductwork, okay, so that now I can inspect the integrity mm-hmm. of the metal itself. If they put a camera down there, and you can see, like, wow, this is all in good shape. Nothing's rusted, nothing's caved in or anything like that. Now you have the confidence to know that everything is sound, and the only thing that maybe you need to do is do a little cleanup around where the registers are, where that termination point is, so that as the air blows, you know, it's not picking anything up and delivering it into the living space. Does that make sense? But now if you go in there if you go in there with the camera and you're like, oh, wow, this is all collapsed or this is rusty or whatever. Now, if you come in with the the liners that they put in there, it's an expensive proposition. And you are possibly at the same cost of having an HVAC company to come in and say, hey, could you just run a new trunk line and go over the ceiling and put vents up there? And if it comes from the basement, you may have to open up a wall to do this or build some sort of soffit if you had to. But, you know, you could do that. And, you know, the real question is, do you love the house? Has it got everything else that you want other than this?
Yeah, it does.
Okay,
rather.
So if it does, then I think that, you know, whomever, you know, I realize that the market right now is hot and people are bidding on stuff, but now that this has been identified, the brakes have been put on. You need to make the right decision that's safe for you and your family. And so you may want to pay even someone to come in there with a camera to televise those ductwork so that you have peace of mind in knowing what to, you know, how you're going to approach this and or if you're going to ask for some sort of credit from the buyer to help you pay for this all.
Sure. I like that idea. I like the camera idea. I'm going to do that.
All right, Mike, I appreciate you calling and good luck with the house. I hope it all goes really well for you. And take your time. Don't rush into this thing because you don't want to open up Pandora's box. What's at the bottom of Pandora's box, Lindsay?
Hope.
7:22 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Sacrete or Quickcrete. Quickcrete.
Quickcrete.
And House Smarts Radio.
And has a 4.9 Google rating.
He really does know what he's talking about. Sometimes he just has a hard time getting it out.
Joining me on the phone line is Kat Kataringala. I had it.
Ding! Ding-a-ling-a ding 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 dong.
Now back to Lou Manfredini taking your calls live.
Karingala.
There you go. You're doing great, Lou. Don't worry about it.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
I love that Kat Kataringa has a sense of humor.
So funny.
Right? That she was like, whatever, I've had it my whole life, right?
But did you see, I sent her this rejoin and I said here, we had so much fun. She's like, I somehow need to attach this to my email signature. How can I do it?
She was the PR person from Cardine Flooring, and they have a whole new line of vinyl flooring that goes in there. You know, we were talking about Kat Kataringa. She would be someone else that we could introduce to Jack Patak, mm-hmm. and Christine Dupape.
Yes.
But then Joe thinks he has the picture. Joe?
Oh.
Is it Steve Cishek?
No.
Is it Gio Gonzalez?
No.
No.
Wow. Okay, then I'm out of options.
It's like ka-ka-ka-ka. It's like
Alex Colomay?
Colomay, no. No, it was more
Lucas Giolito.
The consonants were harder.
Edwin Encarnacion.
Encarnacion. No. That's
Are you sure this wasn't like a...
No, I wasn't a dream.
Like an actor that you saw on a show
Dave
or something?
Dave talked about something on
you
like...
You do confuse people.
Was it Monday or Tuesday? It was early in the morning.
I think
I was
we need
listening.
To talk to him.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing when
maybe
you...
Maybe he wasn't a pitcher, okay? Maybe he wasn't a pitcher.
Maybe it wasn't the White Sox. Maybe
no,
it was
definitely
David.
A White Sox. He was definitely a White Sox, and he has a hard consonant name.
Maybe he was the maitre d' at the restaurant that
I haven't run any restaurants anywhere. 877
Oh, wait, Dane Dunning.
No, that's not a hard consonant.
All right, that's my last guess.
All right, goodbye.
I know. Just hang it up. Hang it up, Joe.
I'm going to Google it. Google.
Oh, Google.
Hey, our next caller is going to get a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. Hey, you're working remotely. You don't have enough room. Let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal workspace in your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. Hold on. I've got the wrong. Who am I talking to here? Ron. Let's talk to Ron this morning. Ron, we're going to send you out one of those House Smarts Radio hats. Good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. Oh, come on, Ron. No. Ron. Did I lose Ron? I lost Ron, didn't I, on line one? Okay, Ron. We're going to get
him.
Call back, Ron, and we'll get you. We'll help you out as soon as we can. Let's talk with.
Talk to Joe. I'll get Ron.
Talk to Joe. Joe, did you get me that picture anywhere?
Dallas Keuchel.
Dallas Keuchel. That's it. Is he a pitcher?
He's a pitcher. He's a great pitcher, though. He's probably
right. But
pitch
did he struggle earlier in the week?
No, he did very well.
Wait, like Tuesday or Monday? Did the Sox win?
He came off the injured list on Saturday.
Yep. Dallas Keuchel, that's it.
He worked four innings. He didn't give up any. He only worked four innings, though, some walks. I mean, he's going to pitch in game one of the playoffs for them.
Maybe that's what it was. They were just talking about Dallas Keuchel, and I'm like, Dallas Keuchel.
See, so it's one thing to say, hey, I'm going to put you on the spot and like ask about how the Lightning are doing in the Stanley Cup. But then when you go, hey, Joe, I'm going to put you on the spot. What pitcher am I thinking of? And he has a name.
Listen to me. Someday, if I'm fortunate enough to be at WGN 60 years from now and you're saying nice things about me, just saying, that guy was the biggest SOB.
I would never say that, Lou.
Dallas Keuchel, meet George Patak and Christine DaPape. No?
Jack Patak.
Jack Patak. What did I say?
George. It doesn't have the same.
George Patak. 877-213-4568. Ron, good morning. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou.
How are you, sir? How may I help you?
Well, I heard you talking about Orion, and I'm going to show my age here, but I'm going to tell you how I was first introduced to Orion.
Sure.
Orion was on the television set right after the black and white Indian with the beep. That's how early it was.
Wow.
With the farm report.
Right.
I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I remember hearing the farm report with Orion Samuelson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing,
but I got
right?
a chance to meet Orion, of all places, at Arlington Park.
Oh, really?
We were in the elevator at the Turf Club. Yeah, we were in the elevator coming down from the Turf Club. He was there with his family and friends, and it was really a pleasure to meet him.
Yeah, he's terrific.
Really a pleasure to meet him. What an achievement, 60 years in broadcasting. That's pretty amazing.
It's amazing.
That's pretty amazing.
What is really amazing is it's 60 years all at WGN Radio, too. And so, you know, he was just a kid when he came and has, you know, carved out and been an inspiration to, you know, literally generations of broadcasters behind him. So, yeah, that's very kind of you to call and share that memory. Thank you so much. It's 7:32 in the morning. It's time now for WGN Radio News.
It's Saturday morning. You've got your radio on, and you're tuned in to Lou. Here he is now, right here on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, we're going to chat with Steve Bertrand later. Talk about his brand new show that starts Monday afternoon. I'm happy for Steve. I think that he'll do great, and I know you guys will all love that show. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. It's 7:38 in the morning, and this is Danny, who's in Chicago. Danny, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Well, good morning.
How may I help
you?
How
are you?
I'm good. How may I help you?
Okay. Good. I am just calling. I want to repaint my concrete floor this fall in my basement.
Okay.
I had PermaSeal come out in the fall, and it's working well with all the rain we get in the area, but the floor definitely got kind of tore up. Do I need to do an epoxy, or is there a basic concrete paint, and I could do like a polyurethane over it? I didn't know. It sounded like epoxy is a little bit of work with maybe power washing and applying sanding.
No, I mean, well, okay. What is on the floor right now?
It looks like it's maybe epoxy because it has those speckles.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if people can apply that to normal paint.
Yeah. And do you like that look? So, in other words, PermaSeal came and did like a drain.
I don't.
So, PermaSeal did. Oh, you don't like the speckles?
No, I actually want to do pretty much all white. Just keep it as bright as possible because I don't have a lot of lighting down there.
Okay.
So, I would need to do something with a little bit of shine probably so that I could clean it easily, mm-hmm. right? Otherwise, right. it'll get really
Right.
Dusty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with white, I mean, just know that if when you go with a lighter color, like in our laundry room, the floor's concrete and it's painted, and it's kind of a French vanilla yellow, which matches a little bit different than the wall color, but it's all sort of one color and it's nice and bright.
Yeah, I like that.
But keep in mind, you know, with a lighter color, if you get dirt or whatever, you got to clean it up. But I have used in the past just Ace makes a product, their Royal Paint, their Ace Royal. Okay. Floor and porch paint, so it's a latex based floor and porch paint that's excellent. And so what I would do, do you have a drain in that floor?
I do have a drain.
Take a bucket with some spick and span and a broom and scrub that floor clean, and then rinse it and get it nice and dry and go down the drain. Once it dries after a couple of days, because it'll take, you know, the concrete, we need it to dry out. Once it does that, buy a couple gallons of the floor and porch paint in the color that you want. It can be tinted as well. And just, you know, cut in around the perimeter with a brush and then roll the rest of it. And it may be that in those areas where the brand new concrete is, you may have to do two coats, you know, because it's but it's self-priming and it should hold up really well for you.
Oh, excellent. Do you think I need to apply anything for like shine or would that be enough?
It has a sort of a semi-gloss finish to it, so it'll be really easy to clean. The stuff that I use, if we spill something on it, I just wipe it up and it's great. It works out great. I've done it in 18 years, I've painted the floor twice. And once I had to paint it because we had a sewer backup, courtesy of the city of Chicago. Thank you very much. And
Not cool, but
it does work. So Ace Royal Floor and Porch Paint, I think you'll be super happy with the results. Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-2134 Lou, this is Marilyn in Cary. Marilyn, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. I've heard you talk about spray and go that attaches to the hose. At my local Ace, I got handheld that it's a hand spray and go. Would that be safe to use on my motorhome on the outside to get the mold or mildew off?
Yes, it's called wet and forget, though. But I like your name too. That's going to be my new company. Spray. What'd you say? Spray and what?
Spray and go.
Spray and go. Lindsay, write that down. I want that website. Spray and go. So that's going to be mine. It absolutely will. But the thing is, with your motorhome, you know, you got to get up on a ladder and do all this. They should have that wet and forget with the hose end for you, which would make your life a lot easier.
Well, it's just the hose getting to the motorhome is not convenient. That's why I got the hand.
Okay.
And it's... it's got a ladder on the back, so I think it's mostly just on the back is where I've got it, the back of the motorhome, somebody to get up on the ladder.
So it's
camper.
You bought the premixed one, correct?
Right. Okay. It's in a hand spray bottle.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it would remove the paint or cause damage.
It is actually the perfect thing for a motorhome.
Oh, great, great. Thank you very much.
You got it.
I enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling this morning. All right, it's 7:44 in the morning. Listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. WGN. It's 7:47 in the morning. It's time now for our Noodaloo 2, which is sponsored by ComEd. Powering lives. So outdoors, we want to try and, you know, extend our time outdoors. And if you're someone that, you know, likes to build fires, or if you're a fan of making creme brulee the size of a pizza, take a listen to this. Mm-hmm.
Whether you're trying to light a campfire, charcoal grill, or wood stove, fire starting can be a time-consuming, smoky, and smelly process. But with our new Tulu 2 this week, the Bison Air Lighter, it's a supercharged butane lighter that'll take you from zero to lit in seconds flat. Whoa. And no need for chemical starters or lighter fluid. Developed by the Bison Company in upstate New York, the commercial-grade Air Lighter jets a 4-inch, 2,600-degree flame and fans it with pure air, quickly dispersing the blaze throughout a wood or charcoal pile. The Air Lighter ignites coals in 10 to 20 seconds, accelerates your fire to high heat in 1 minute or less, and will have you ready to cook in 5 minutes. Enjoy cleaner-tasting food and say goodbye to unwanted lighter fluid taste.
Ow!
An adjustment grip and extended barrel make the Air Lighter easy to strategically place, while the special technology leaves the handle cool to the touch. With a childproof lock, integrated LED flashlight, and bottle opener, hello, this handy tool will be a favorite essential indoors and out all year long. They offer two sizes, depending on how often you light your fires, ranging from about $60 to $100. Find out more about the Bison Air Lighter at thebisoncompany.com. That's this week's new Tulu 2.
What size bison did they send me? Do you know which one that is?
I don't know.
It's pretty good size. It is like, you know what it's like? It reminds me of what's the Star Wars Joe will know. Joe, the Star Wars what's the guns that those what do you call the clones use?
The stormtroopers.
Stormtroopers.
What guns do they use, Don? Do you know?
Oh yeah, that would be Don.
What? They're called blasters, Lou.
Blasters. It's like a blaster. That's right. That's right. It is, and so this thing is a little bit of it's a butane torch that lights your fire like, come on, baby. You know, come on. You know what the song we should have done if it was approved?
I know. Hey,
come on, baby, light my fire.
I know. Thought about it.
The Doors. Anyway, this thing is like one of those small torches that you would use if you're a baker, but it's a bigger version of it. My nephew Theo loves to bake. He doesn't just bake. He makes like pastries, full-on pastries. And one of the things he was most excited about was he got one of those little mini torches. This thing, he could make creme brulee the size of a Buick. It is unbelievable how this thing is. And then a feature that it has, not only the bottle opener, which is nice. You know, once you get the fire and you're like, yeah, look at that fire I just made. I think I'll have a beer. And you can pop open the beer. You said it has a little LED light, but it has a bellow. You push the button the other way, and it goes.
Ooh.
So you light the fire, then you hit the button, and it blows the air, and it adds. It goes, instead of the pump, it blows air, and it creates this fire. It's amazing.
Is that why it's called an air lighter?
Well, yeah.
Okay. But you were talking about the air. It bellows the air.
Yeah, it's awesome. So check it out. We'll put it up on our Facebook page as well. 7:51 in the morning, 877-2134 Lou, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. This is Alan, who's calling in from Volo. Hey, Alan, good morning. There he is, driving. He's driving. Yeah, he's driving.
Hello.
Hi, Alan, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hey, Lou, how's it going?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
So, quick question. A couple weeks ago, I think you had a radon expert on, and he was talking about, testing for radon in basements and mitigation systems.
Right.
So, my question is, I have a house that is on a slab, and do I need to be concerned about the radon possibility in coming up through the slab, or is that mainly like a basement concern?
Oh, you absolutely. I mean, there's radon everywhere, and so literally walking out in your backyard, there's radon. But it could be such a small amount that it wouldn't be detectable. Or on a slab, it can be there as well. It really all depends. You know, one of the things that we spoke about with the expert, and something that I was aware of, is that literally your neighbor could have super high radon levels and you right next door have nothing. You know, it has to do with, the composition of the soil and what's below, a home. And so if it is a concern of yours, the first place to start, in my opinion, would be to get a home test kit. So if you go to the hardware store, The there's a product by a company called ProLab that makes these two little vials, and they look like they almost look like containers, pills, pill containers. You open them up and you put them in a couple spots in your home, and you leave them there for, I believe it's 48 hours. Then you seal them up, you put them in an envelope, and you mail it off to the company. The whole thing will cost you about $40. And that will be an initial, you know, to give you some peace of mind and comfort to know what's going on. Now, this company that we spoke of was American Radon Systems, that I think they do the testing as well. I think they do the, if I'm remembering right, they do the remediation and after the test is done. But you could certainly contact them if you wanted to. But I think a good place to start initially is to have is do the home test.
Okay. Is there any recommendations for where to put those like?
Well, in a in a slab, you know, I mean, obviously in a home with a basement, you'd go to the basement, the lower level. But in a home with a slab like that, I'm trying to remember because it's been a while since I've done this. I know there's two vials and I can't remember if they need to stay together or you can separate them. So, you know, maybe how many bedrooms do you have in the home?
It's three bedroom.
Yeah. So maybe if it is described this way, if you can separate them, I'd put one in a bedroom, you know, or if you or your kids, if you have children in an area, that one there, and then put one in the living room, you know what I mean? Just to kind of see what, and then when you seal them up, you send them off, and then within a couple of weeks, in a couple of weeks, you should get results from the company. ProLab is the name of the company.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
You got it. I appreciate your calling this morning. Good luck with the testing, and I hope you, you know, you we want to stay positive in life, but we want negative test results, right? Whether it's your COVID or your radon. We want your radon test to come back and say, all good. It's 7:55 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Well, Mr. Castorini, what do you think?
$10,800.
That seems like a lot.
Look. There are three kinds of pipe. There's the kind of pipe you have, which is garbage. Then there's rocks, which is very good, unless something goes wrong. And something always goes wrong. And then there's copper, which is the only pipe I use. It costs money.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
It costs money because it saves money.
And House Smarts Radio. I
fell into a burning ring.
The best part of that is, down, is down, it's down, garbage.
And the flames went higher.
What you have is garbage. It's 8:10 in the morning. This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Chevy Drive Chicago, Dykstra Home Services, and Ace Hardware. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. That's the number that Susan called. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Lou. I'm so glad that I got to talk to you.
Me too.
We've been a fan of yours since you suggested InstaFlow for drains, and we love you. Anyway, my question for you is, we've got a lot of old trees in our neighborhood, and the gutters just pile up with leaves and need to be cleaned a couple times a year. So mm-hmm. We're looking for a gutter shield system, and we wondered if you could recommend one that it is most effective.
Are you, when you look at the overall shape of the gutters that you have, Susan, are they in decent shape? In other words, when they're not clogged with all this stuff, they don't leak, they don't look bad?
Yeah. They're in fairly, I'd say fairly good shape, yeah. They don't really leak, no.
Okay, so you're not necessarily looking to replace all the gutters, you're just looking to put something over the top.
Yes.
Okay. There's a bunch of different companies out there. I mean, a bunch. One you may have heard a few years ago on this radio station called Spring Rock Gutter Systems. One that I really like that doesn't do a lot of advertising, but a lot of different contractors will put on is something called Leaf Relief.
Oh.
And it's a very simple aluminum sieve, basically. that goes over the top of the gutters, your existing gutters, and they screw it to the top. It's actually what I have on our own home and have had there for 18 years, and it's held up really it's held up really well. It's something that you know, a roofing contractor could do for you, whether it's Rogers Roofing or Lindholm Roofing, even Cobblestone Development, who does siding and windows, and they even do roofing. They could help you get estimates for that as well. So I think if you called any one of those companies, you could get multiple bids to see, you know, what who you want to work with and what the you know, the best prices you can get.
Okay. So it's something that a roofing contractor could purchase.
A roofing and siding contractor. That's why I mentioned like Lindholm Roofing and Rogers Roofing. They definitely can help you with that, no question. And you know, they may use a different system, but if your gutters are in good shape, they can come in and clean them all, put these caps on, and you're done.
Okay.
No more people up on ladders getting injured. We don't want any of that happening whatsoever. Susan, thank you so much for the phone call. Let's go to Aurora, where Mike is on the line. Michael, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. Three, two, one. Michael.
Yes. Mike.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm fine.
Go ahead.
I just needed a recommendation. I need to replace my sliding patio door. There's like condensation in between the glass, and it's just not good anymore. So I was wondering what brand or who you'd recommend as far as placing, whether it's Gilkey or Stella or anything.
Right. I do, as you may know, and you may hear me read the commercials for Gilkey. They make a really nice, they have really nice choices when it comes to sliding patio doors. They not only have really nice vinyl doors, but their fiberglass sliding doors are top notch. I was just at my sister-in-law is renovating a home near Wrigley Field, and Gilkey did all the windows and doors. And I got to see them all installed and, you know, before all the finishes went on there. And I've seen the doors and windows before, but they did such a nice job with the installation, both inside and out, to make sure that it's watertight before the siding went in. I got to see all of that, and I think that if you contacted Gilkey and got an estimate for them on their fiberglass door, you'd be really happy with the results, because it's just a really fine door. I mean, I've been a fan of wood doors and with aluminum cladding on the outside. But the advent of the fiberglass and the sturdiness that comes from it, it really has sort of changed my opinion of it. And I think that though I'm a wood window fan, I still am. We have some windows that we're going to be replacing soon, and I'm definitely going to do fiberglass, because I just think that it's a really, really a fine product that's going to last a long time for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. Let's talk with... who is it here? This is Linda in Elgin. Hey, Linda, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
How cold can it be for a new roof to be put on?
It just needs to not have snow and ice.
Okay.
Yeah. All so, right. I mean, there's All no, right. there's no, you know, the thing is that, you know, obviously, if we have a mild winter, that's great. But as long as there's no snow and ice up there, they can put the shingles on in pretty cold weather. And, you know, if it gets below freezing, they may, like a lot below freezing, like if we're in the 15 degrees, they're not going to come out there, because a lot of them use pneumatic machine, you know, like nail guns and whatnot. And that equipment doesn't love to work in super cold weather. They may choose to nail it by hand. If they say, hey, no, lady, we'll do it all by hand. But, I mean, you absolutely can put a roof on in February if it's, you know, a 30-some degree day with confidence that it'll be just fine.
Okay. And then one quick question. If it rains the day before they're supposed to put on the roof, is that okay?
That's absolutely fine. We just don't want it raining when they're doing the roof and there's no roof on your house.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got it. You got it. Thanks so much for calling. I really appreciate it. Hey, it's 8:17 in the morning. It's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Thanks, Lou. Everyone's so busy today, right? So staying organized is key to a successful household, and Tom can help. He's now offering custom closet systems. I dream of organized shoes or a simpler laundry system. Anyway, to save this mom time, count me in. Let Tom's designers create walk-in closets, pantries, mudrooms, and more. Available in a variety of colors, made with quality materials, even a system that cuts the install time by 60%. For custom closets without the custom price, stop by Builder Supply Outlet today.
When's the last time you had your furnace professionally cleaned? You know, these newer high-efficiency furnaces need more than just a dust and clean. They need professional tune-ups. Call Dykstra Home Services for their preseason special. For only $89, they'll completely service your furnace. You'll be ready for winter. Call today, 800-421-3220, or visit DykstraHomeServices.com. They also have affordable maintenance agreements available. Call 800-421-3220 or DykstraHomeServices.com. Dykstra Home Services, Chicagoland's premier heating and cooling company for over 94 years.
WGN. I'm Steve Malman. We understand the heartbreak when clients tell us about the injuries their loved ones suffered in a nursing home. Bed sores, broken bones, head trauma, unexplained injuries, or even death. You place them in the care of professionals so this wouldn't happen. Our experienced team will fight for justice and compensation. We can even have the facility investigated at no cost to you. Call 888-MALMANLAW or visit MALMANLAW.com. Malman Law, we know what matters most.
Cancer won't wait. It won't wait for appointments to open up or test results to come back. That's why at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, our world-class experts give you the care you need when you need it, with appointments in as little as 24 hours and rapid test results to get you a personalized treatment plan. Because cancer isn't just what we do, it's all we do. Learn more at cancercenter.com/Chicago.
Tonight on an all-new Backstory, he was bigger than Capone. Larry's got the tale of the Chicago bootlegger king. Tonight at 10:30 on WGN-TV.
You know, you might want to pay attention to this one. Are your doors or windows sticking? Cracks in the drywall or exterior brickwork? Bowing basement walls or uneven floors? Hey, it's me, Lou Manfredini. You know, these can be signs of symptoms of structural issues, and that means damage to your home's foundation. Scary stuff, I know, but don't fret. My friends at PermaSeal can help give them, well, they can help you. Give them a call today at 800-421-SEAL. Not only will you avoid paying an expensive consultation fee, but a certified structural consultant will thoroughly evaluate your foundation and offer you a permanent solution at absolutely no charge. For over 40 years, PermaSeal has been committed to providing quality products and the customer service that you deserve. And when the work is done, well, you'll have a transferable warranty, yes, even to the next homeowner. That's why PermaSeal has earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and has a 4.9 Google rating for structural foundation repairs. And you want a good solution, call PermaSeal at 800-421-SEAL. That's 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net. PermaSeal is truly known best for being better. You know, one of the things I was thinking about during this pandemic, a lot of people are learning or trying to do new things, right? I'm doing more fishing than I have, and I'm really enjoying that. You are learning how to tap dance.
Oh, I see where we're going. Yep.
Right? Joe Brand?
That is right.
Joe,
have
you picked up a new, any kind of new hobby or something? Like, you know, during this pandemic, I'm going to do this. I think you win as a tap dancer. How did it go?
I just want to also prep this story by, I don't know if you know this about me, but I have a third place trophy for tap.
When?
I mean, I was probably 8.
Okay.
I think it's the only trophy I've ever won in my life.
Okay, so wait. So now at 40, you picked it all up. So was the instructor super impressed? Oh my gosh, Lindsay, have you tap danced before? Did they say that? What kind of experience do you
first
have?
First of all, it was a virtual tap class.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really feel like looking at a computer screen? Yeah. I don't really feel like they got my full potential when they couldn't really witness it themselves.
I was going to say, do you put the camera on your feet for the tap dancing virtual class, or do you...
It was a question of the hour, Joe. Thank you for bringing this up. This was a big problem. We couldn't figure out whether to put it on my feet or on my face. What do you want to see?
Huh. Right.
I'm going to go yesterday. You probably would have wanted to see my face, not my feet. Yeah,
what, like the grimace? Was it a grimace when you were doing it?
No, because the feet were completely off from what the teacher was doing. So you probably, that was probably the best choice to not see what my feet were doing. And I'm really hoping that there were no neighbors.
In the virtual thing, if they're looking at it, then...
No, I could see her feet, but I didn't want anybody to see my feet.
Oh, I see.
So they were very off.
So I've been doing some substitute teaching. And
I thought you were going to say tapping.
No, sorry. Haven't picked up that yet.
This is me. How did you get this video?
Here she is.
You got my video from yesterday?
Yeah.
This is so embarrassing.
Wow. Are those jazz pants?
I missed a beat here. Oh, see, I messed that up.
Yeah. That sounds like great form.
I picked it back up. Yep.
And you had a partner. This is two of you.
Oh, and yes, that was my friend, Teresa.
Can I tell you something? She's not as good as you. She didn't get the third place trophy.
I know. She's working her way up, though.
Okay, wait, Joe, so you were substitute teaching in tap dancing?
Not tap dancing. Maybe that'll be the next lesson, though, because I've been doing physical education. And we do warm-ups every day to start the day. And, they do their jumping jacks and their arm circles.
Virtually.
And then it's time for push-ups, and then I don't see any kids. I just see the backs of the walls of the room, and I'm not going to ask them to move their camera down and move their camera up every time, so they could either be taking a nap on the floor or they could be doing 100 push-ups, and I can't tell. And it's like, all right, time's up.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, let's come back and do jumping jacks now, and then, they just get off the floor. So
that is funny. There was a video of, the Ruth Bader Ginsburg passing, and she's lying in state at the Supreme Court, and her trainer came to pay his respect. She was, working out, and he stood there, and you see he says something to the people standing there, and he gets down, and he does push-ups in front of her.
Oh, wow.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool, because she was, really was, took very good care of herself physically, and she was an older lady, but worked out, notorious RBG, right? She was something. So, anyway, that was pretty cool. Good job, Joe. I like that. I like that you're doing, and how is that virtual, I would imagine that I've got family members and good friends of mine who are teachers, and, the virtual teaching is a challenge at best, and then you're a substitute teacher doing virtual.
Yeah, I'm honestly, these teachers are superheroes right now.
Superheroes.
Because they're basically just reinventing everything that they do.
Right.
And, right. I mean, it's you could crazy. Be, I feel like I'm pretty technically savvy with things, but there are just little nuances of the Zoom calls that you have to really figure it out and get all that situated, and before you know it, 7 minutes have passed into class and you just got attendance done. So I'm just trying to tread water. I mean, some of these teachers are really putting in like 12, 14, 15-hour days,
right,
day after day.
Wait. With the physical education, maybe you could do that. That could be your next one. Okay, kids, we're going to tread water.
Everyone, get on your bed and do the butterfly stroke.
I like that. Good. Report back later. Tell me if that works out. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Jennifer in Naperville. Jennifer, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, Lou. Morning. I have a quick question about a bird bath.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it's like a poured like concrete. I left it out one winter that I thought was kind of mild and just covered with plastic. And now the bowl has like a small crack in it, so the water drains out, and I don't know how to fix it.
And it has zero finish on it now, right?
Correct, yeah.
It's concrete, so it kind of has a lighter whitish-gray color to it?
Right, yeah.
Okay. And the crack, it's visible. You can see this crack, correct?
It is, yeah. It's only like a millimeter I mean, I can shove like some old kind of wet leaves in there, mm-hmm. and then the water, you know, will stay in there for a okay. few days. So I didn't know if there was something okay. like a putty or yeah.
Let's do this. Empty the bird bath, so there's no water in it whatsoever, and we need it to dry. So for a couple of days, or if you wanted to expedite this thing, you could go out there, plug in a hair dryer, and really get it nice and dry. I want you to buy a squeezed tube of a clear adhesive caulking called Lexel, L-E-X-E-L.
Okay.
And you're going to get that.
You're
going to get that at the hardware store. You're going to squeeze okay. this into, really, you're going to cut the tip and you're going to squeeze this in there and then take a little putty knife. You could even use your finger, but I want you to force as much as you can into the crack and then let it smooth it out with your finger so that it, you know, blends in well. That will seal this crack, and you'll still see the crack. If you want to go the next level and be like, oh, I want it to look a little nicer, there is a rubberized coating that you can buy by a company called Ames, A-M-E-S. And they make it in different colors. That they have a product called, it's called Blue Max, but they make it in white also, so you don't have to have blue if you don't want blue. But it's almost like it's almost like a pool paint, but it's not a pool paint. And you can put it in, you can paint the whole thing, and it will not only make it look nicer, but it'll seal smaller cracks if you want. But I have a feeling that the Lexel will work just perfectly for you.
So, yeah, that's the one I'm going to try. So it hasn't rained here for like a week. Do you think it's okay to do it now?
Or is it empty?
Really
is, is it empty?
Yeah, there's nothing in there.
So, yeah, so okay. then just take a little nylon brush to just clean out if there's any debris in there. And if you have a little shop vac, clean that out. We need to make sure that it's dry and clean for this Lexel to bond.
Ah, perfect. Thanks, Lou. The birds, thank you, too.
You got it. Tweet, tweet. Appreciate you calling this morning. All right, House Smarts Radio, Lou Manfredini. When we come back, I have a really interesting topic. There's a company out of Las Vegas that is building houses that open up and unfold, and they can create a 20 by 20 home on the back of a truck in a half a day. It's ready to go, and you can move in. It's amazing. But it's 8:30 in the morning right now. Time for WGN Radio News.
Now back to your host, your handyman hero, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. You know, there's a lot of talk about accessory dwellings. These are small homes that can go on the property. But besides an accessory dwelling, there is a lot of advancement in how homes are being built. And factory-built homes continue to grow and grow. One such company is known as Boxable. Joining me on the line is the founder of Boxable, Galliano Terramani. Galliano, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
Tell me a little bit about your company. You have a very unique home structure that you guys are building that not only can be one small accessory dwelling, literally like a small little one-room/house, but you can put these things together and make a much larger home.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a building system where we think we can build most building types. However, we're starting with these accessory dwelling units. Our initial product will be a 20-foot by 20-foot, we're calling it the casita, but it's a little accessory dwelling unit that is going to be destined for backyards all around the country and probably starting in California where that's becoming very popular. Basically, you know, we've been working for a couple of years now to kind of reinvent a new building construction system. And the goal was actually to create something that's compatible with the factory environment. Because right now, most buildings are built, you know, one at a time, by hand, yep, in the field. It's a very slow, inefficient, expensive process. And that's a huge problem. And we think the only way to ever solve that and make housing affordable and increase the supply of housing is to move everything into a factory the way it works, so that we can produce housing the same way as we're producing, you know, cars and iPhones and sneakers. There's no affordable sneaker shortage. So that's kind of the same principles that we're trying to apply to housing here.
Right. And the whole idea behind your system is basically it arrives, you know, in doing the research on what you guys have developed on these casitas, is it can go on the back of a semi. There's not any oversized shipping. The thing collapses down, and then I would imagine, depending on where you place this, different types of foundations, whether it can go on a slab or a thickened footing or a footing itself, you can do all the plumbing connections. And, you know, when I first looked at this and I saw it go together, it reminded me of the file boxes that my wife will have me put together at the end of the year, you know, where you buy those flat boxes and you pull up one side, you drop the bottom, you turn the side, it clips together, and all of a sudden you have this really sturdy box. I know it's a lot sturdier than that, but it sort of reminded me of that.
Yeah, I mean, this was the first problem we had to solve. Before we could do anything else, we had to make these buildings shippable. Because, you know, if you can't ship it from the factory in a way that makes sense and it is practical and affordable, then it doesn't even make sense to build it in the factory. And I think that's the case with these other factory-built housing solutions. They ship wide loads, which are very expensive. They have restricted routes. They often have to follow cars or even police escorts to get these buildings down the road. So it's never going to be a scalable solution. And I think that's why factory-built housing, modular housing, has kind of failed to gain market share. So our solution is a 20-foot wide room that actually folds up to 8.5 feet so they can ship highway legal at the lowest possible shipping cost.
Right.
And the cool thing is, even though we're folding this up to 8.5 feet wide, we still have a fully finished room. So that means it takes about an hour to set up on site, and it's done. So you have kitchen, bathroom, electrical, heating, cooling, all that stuff is all done before this thing arrives. And then it's just going to be compatible with any foundation type. It's going to bolt onto the foundation. You're going to plug in your utilities to the exterior of the unit, and there you go. So the goal is to get all that site work that's very expensive and get it into the factory where we can manage it more efficiently.
Right. Now, I that was one of my questions. When I look, you know, on the homepage of your website, which is boxable.com, boxable.com, there's kind of a nice little 360 move around of one of the casitas. So what I'm looking at on this video right here, this is when you unfold it, the cabinets and everything, the sink and everything is already set.
Yeah, it's all done. Basically, the way it works is, you know, most rooms are empty space.
Right.
So we're just folding up the empty space. So where the bed and the couch go, that's not included.
Of course.
So all that space folds up, and then the stuff that is completed in the factory, kitchen, bathroom, that's all finished in the unit. So essentially, there's even though it folds up to 8.5, there's still about 5 or 6 feet by the length of the unit empty.
Right.
And not folded and not compressed so that we can finish stuff in there.
Right.
So right now for this model, it's kitchen, bathroom, but in the future we can put fireplace, staircase, you know, anything else we need for other room modules. We can finish that in the factory too, and it's all going to fold up for efficient shipping.
Now the ceiling portion of it that folds out as well, is there additional roofing that has to occur once that folds out to create the box?
What we have now is a flat roof system. When it unfolds, it's watertight, it's insulated, it's snow load rated, and it's ready to go.
Wow.
That's not appropriate for all areas. So
right.
In some areas, you may be required to have a pitched roof. In that case, it would just be a site-built solution where you're going to add a roof on there. But really, that can be very minimal because already what we've provided is you know, taking care of a lot of those functions. And eventually we'll provide plans and maybe a system for that roofing as well. And then there are other costs. So we're selling this casita for $50,000 delivered, but there's other costs as far as preparing a foundation,
sure,
connecting utilities, maybe adding a driveway or bushes or whatever other kind of thing the customer wants to do. We're just providing a product that's making the builder's life way easier, faster, and lower cost.
Now,
which will translate to the customer as well.
I look at this, you know, the way you're showing it right now. It's a beautiful, you know, 20 by 20 structure, and everything you said about it sounds amazing. But it also has a huge implication for the affordable housing gap that we have in the United States. I mean, the fact that, you know, you're already coming out here and saying, okay, for under $50,000, we will ship this thing. Yeah, you need a foundation. Yeah, you need utilities. But, I mean, this is something that municipalities or cities could look at and say, we're going to create some affordable housing here. Because, I mean, you know, the thing is, describing this on the radio, people are like, ah, what are you talking about? It looks like a box. But when you look at it, it's a beautiful little house. And so it isn't anything that you're going to think like, you know, it's just a cardboard box or something like that. I mean, I'm sure you've had those discussions already.
Yeah, you know, it's the reality is it's a very upscale, high-quality building.
Right.
We kind of get this stigma that started with manufactured housing trailer homes when we talk about factory production, but I mean, it's just common sense. If you're building something in a controlled environment with repeatable processes and quality control, you're going to get a better quality building than if you're doing it, you know, out in 100 degrees or in the rain with a bunch of guys with hammers on site.
Right.
So our buildings, they have 9.5 foot high ceilings that gives it a very upscale feel. And then we're kind of outperforming on all the various metrics that you measure a building by, including energy efficiency, fire resistance, water resistance, mold resistance,
right.
wind resistance. So we purposely spent a lot of time engineering a better, stronger, higher quality building.
And where are you building these homes currently?
Right now, we're just kind of a new company, just getting started. We are in Las Vegas. We have a small little factory here, and are actually just in the process of kind of raising money from investors to move into a much bigger building. So hopefully in March, we are going to be getting into a 100,000-foot building and actually turning on a much bigger factory that can hopefully produce thousands of these every year.
Well, I know I got some listeners with big, fat checkbooks, so maybe they can contact you as well. Now, I'm going to, Galliano, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and with a name like Galliano Terramani, I'm going to say you're Italian, correct? Of Italian descent?
That's right. You got
it. So I am, too. My parents were both Italian immigrants,
cool.
And one thing that my father always told me, he says, remember, anything cool in the world was invented by Italians. And so you are proving my late father correct as the founder of Boxable.
Wow.
So nicely done. I'm really happy that you took the time to talk with us today. If people want to learn more about your company, possibly become an investor or just learn more about the homes that you guys are trying to create, how do they do that?
Yeah, please visit our website, boxable.com, boxable.com. And you can email us there, hello@boxable.com. Also, I would encourage people to check out our social media and YouTube. There's lots of interesting content on there as well.
Beautiful. Really nice. Congratulations and continued success. Thanks for taking the time today to talk with us. And I look forward to seeing these homes in a neighborhood near you.
Great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. WGN.
Over the years, much like a fine wine, people age and they gain their knowledge and expertise about their home as they live in it over time.
I have a pocket door that is off the track and I can't open or close it. Thank God it's open so I can get into the bathroom.
Others, like me, need people like Lou.
I got a flat roof that I want to extend the life of it.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, taking your calls live about any questions you have about your home.
We got a cast iron sink and it has more scratches on it than I have wrinkles on my face.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
You know, I giggle along with myself every time I hear that. Welcome back. Stay young, people. 8:51 in the morning, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. That's the number that Larry called. Larry, good morning. Hello, Larry. Oh, hold on. Larry's not there. So let's talk with Joan, who's on the line. Hey, Joan.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
Well, I'd like to put wood floors down all over my house, and I'm not sure whether I should go with the pre-finished or the unfinished and finish on site.
Okay. It's always a huge, it's a debatable thing, and if you're going to do, I'm thinking this through. If you were going to do one room and you were between pre-finished floors and a raw floor that you finished, I'd say go ahead and do the pre-finished because it's less dust and mess. But if you're going to do the whole house, I would do a raw. Mm-hmm. I would do a raw floor, have them come and finish it, and do it all on site. And the reason is that the one downside with the pre-finished floors is you got to be very careful putting it in. And if there's a scratch or all of a sudden it's in the middle and whatever during the process, oh, it's a huge deal to try and make it look better again. And if you go with the raw floor, then you can test out the stains. You know, the thing too, Joan, I'll tell you, is that when you go to a store and you look at the color and maybe you bring a few pieces back with you and say, oh, I like this dark color, or I like this light color, whatever it might be, different times of the day inside your home, those colors will look different, mm-hmm. right? When you have a raw floor put down, what the flooring contractor will do is they'll say, okay, Mrs. Joan, here, I'm going to try this dark stain here, and here I'm going to add a little gray. And they'll put a big swath there, and they will. Then you'll really be able to see the color, and you can kind of look at it. You can say, okay, let me live with this overnight and see what I like. And then when they come back the next day, they stain it, you finish it, and it looks great.
Okay. Is the pricing about the same?
It's about the same. It really is, because the pre-finished is, you know, the install is the exact same, right, for them as putting it in. But you're going to pay a little bit more because it's the per foot price on the pre-finish is higher than the raw floor. So it works out to be about the same pricing.
Okay. And then I call Larry and find people in my area who would do this.
Where are you, Joan? In
Buffalo Grove.
Buffalo Grove. Okay. So you could call Larry, but also I have a flooring contractor I've used for, 25 years. I'll give you their number. Peter Flooring is the name of the company.
Okay.
4773.
Wait a second.
Yep.
Okay. Peter Flooring, 773.
481.
481.
2244.
2244. Great. Thank you so much.
Peter is a longtime friend of mine, and you don't speak any Polish, do you?
I don't.
All right.
But I could learn some quick.
Okay, so here's what I want. I want you to just quickly learn this, right? Because I have no idea what it means, but I know it's not a bad thing, but it's something that Peter and I always say to him. So real quick, write this down. Yako tako leche leche. Say that real quick,
and then
yeah, exactly. You try that out and see what that gets you, a discount or not. I'm not quite sure what it means, but it's kind of a funny little thing we do together. Hey, by the way, speaking of my name thing that you made in fun of me, you know, with I think what we need to do is just always have Italian people, because I got Galliano Terramani's name perfectly.
Actually,
I know
there was a big at the beginning.
It was. You had to bring that up. Don't make me bring up in your bison thing. There was a little stumble there too.
Oh, really? What did I say?
You said something about strategery or something like that. You sounded like George Bush.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. I can find it. If we're gonna nitpick here, young lady.
I even met your match.
I'll be tap dancing out of here. 8:56 in the morning. It's time to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Well, you know, I'm shy. I don't like to talk.
He's got a way with his words.
When you open it back up again, that hot, moist air may bring it back again.
Ugh, not that one. He's Lou Manfredini.
It's like those favorite pair of jeans that you put on and they feel right until after you eat too much and you're like, these are not my favorite jeans anymore.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But I'm saying it better.
Now back to House Smarts Radio.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio.
Let me see what spring
9:10
like
in the morning, 877-213-4-LOU. This hour of House Smarts Radio.
In other words,
sponsored by Permaseal Basement Systems and by our friends over at Ace Hardware. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568. go back to the phone lines.
And let me sing forevermore.
This is Larry, who is in Crystal Lake. Hey, Larry.
Hi there, Lou. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on this morning?
I live in a duplex in Crystal Lake. Been here for 7 years. It has a finished basement, and we have very squeaky floors. When we moved in 7 years ago, before we put all the carpeting down, I screwed down the floor as best I could, trying to get rid of the squeaks. But now we have multiple squeaks, and I'm just wondering, is there any solution? Hmm.
Tell me, do you have access to the floor underneath it or no?
No, it's a finished, ceiling. Yeah, that's the bummer.
Okay. I mean, and what is the overall condition of the flooring itself? Does it need to be resanded at all or no?
We have flooring just in the kitchen area, but the rest is carpeted.
Okay. And the carpeting is in decent shape?
Well, we're looking at maybe replacing it, and if we could get at the floor, but after screwing it down a long time ago, doesn't seem to have helped.
You know, the issue probably is more about the actual floor joists and additional bridging that has to go in as opposed to just tightening up the flooring. So, you know, so for instance, I mean, if this is something that's really driving you crazy, let's say you pull up the floor in the worst areas, okay? And now we expose the subfloor. You'd need a carpenter for this, but they would come in and cut out a section of the sheathing, the floor, the rough flooring plywood there, so we expose the joists. Now you're going to add some bridging in there, probably cut some 2x8s or 2x10s, whatever they may be, 14 1/4 inches, slide it down in there with some wood glue, and then screw it to the sides. Because what's probably happening here is when you're stepping on that floor, those joists are kind of arcing a little bit. They're moving, and that's where that squeak's coming from. Then you're going to replace the subfloor over the top of that, glue it and screw it, and tighten that all up. This is very involved. But
we noticed that.
Go ahead.
I noticed that when we put in some plastic flooring, kind of over in our laundry area, where there's a wall that goes to a bedroom, there was a very squeaky area, and I had, when the guy was putting that piece in for me in our laundry room, he said, you know, that's a problem with the wall meeting the floor, and he put in some shims that seemed to help the squeaking in that area.
Sure.
But I'm thinking that's probably multiple places like that.
Well, and that's the case, right, is the fact that you'll find, you know, and the thing is, if it's loose over here, meaning that maybe the floor's got a little bounce in it in a certain area, it could be that the squeak is in another spot. We're like, oh, I can, you know, I walk here and I hear it over here. So the plus side is, if you pull up the carpeting and now we expose the subfloor, you've got a clear picture of what's happening as to perhaps locating where these squeaks are. But to really repair it, you know, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to say that this is going to be something that's going to be, you know, a silver bullet. Like, oh, you do this, it's going to be fine. You'll probably reduce the squeaking if you take up some of the subfloor and put some bridging in, but you will not 100% eliminate it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So even if we take up the carpet and we see the flooring and screwing, trying to screw down, that doesn't work.
Well, it's not just about adding screws. It's about cutting out the subfloor and then putting the bridging in and then putting the subfloor back in there. That's where the involvement goes in for sure. Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-213-4-LOU. This is Jeannie on the line. Hey, Jeannie, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I have a detached garage. It's probably built in the 70s. It's 1.5 car. And if you stand at one corner of it, you can push it and tilt it. Now, we don't want to build a new garage. That's too much money. What or who can we get to help us shore this thing up so it doesn't fall into the neighbor's yard?
Okay, Jeannie. I mean, I don't... I'm a little worried about the way you described it. If you can push it and it would fall down, hopefully it's not that loosey-goosey. But you do hear...
It's not that.
Okay. You
but
do...
it is. Okay. But you can see it move.
Okay, well, that's not good. So... we do have this company that's advertising, you know, and I'm trying to get him together with Christine Dupape, Jack Patak, over at fixmygarage.com. And what's the name of that picture that Joe Brand told me about? Give it a goop. What was his name? Beep-a-boop. Anyway, fixmygarage.com is where you're going to go.
Okay.
Contact them.
Okay.
Say, I want to talk to Jack Patak, and if he can bring Christine Dupape with him, that would be better. No, he's not going to do that. But you contact them. They can fix your garage. That's all they do.
Awesome.
All right?
Thank you. I'll go call them.
Good luck. I hope it doesn't fall over before they get over there to fix it. Thanks so much. All right, it's 9:17 in the morning. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk to a young broadcaster. You may have heard him occasionally on WGN Radio, a guy by the name of Steve Bertrand. It was a brand-new show launching Monday at 4 p.m., and we're going to talk. It's going to be a little bit different for Steve, but he has a long history of hosting, as many of you know, on WGN Radio, so I'm looking forward to talking to my good friend Steve Bertrand. It's 9:17 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
This lady loves Lou.
And I've been listening to you forever. I love you, love you.
This guy, he loves Lou too.
I don't think I've missed a show except for when I was out of town.
Yep, another lover.
Good morning. I love your show. I look forward to it every Saturday.
But hey, that's not what this rejoin is about. We're not trying to oversell Lou. I'm just doing like a public service announcement.
You got a lot of love today. This is really good for my ego.
So now you decide for yourself. Back to your host, Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio. What's love?
Welcome back. I love you, people. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love? And I really love this guy right here. Joining me on the phone line, Steve Bertrand. Hello there, my friend.
Good morning, Lou. Love you, too.
So, you know, you and I were chatting earlier this week with the retirement of Orion Samuelson after 60 years on WGN Radio. We were joking about the fact that you now become the elder statesman on WGN Radio. Although you and Dave Ennett are kind of neck and neck, but you said there's a little bit of some wiggle room with Dave, right?
Well, you know, Dave likes to take the credit for being here the longest, but he left for a while and came back, so I've got the longest tenure.
Well, it is amazing. It's over 35 years, correct? 36?
Yeah. Right. I started as an intern in 1984.
Wow. That's amazing. I am, you and I have known each other a very long time, and I was elated when I found out about the opportunity that you're going to have to host your own show from 4 to 7, Monday through Friday. Tell the audience a little bit about that and what they should expect starting on Monday.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's the WGN Afternoon News, so it's going to be, you know, sort of like a news magazine show. We'll certainly cover the top stories of the day, talk to the newsmakers, maybe review some of the earlier interviews in the day from John Williams or Bob Surratt or Anna DeBlantis. And so we'll talk news, but also featurey stuff, too. So it's going to be a fun program. I don't want people to think it's just going to be hard news all the time. It's going to be a magazine. So,
right. For
example, on Monday, we're going to talk to Dr. Allison Arwady, who is the Chicago Department of Health director, obviously about what's going on in COVID. We'll talk to Frank Fahrenkopf, who is the co-chair of the U.S. Presidential Debate Commission, to get a preview of the debate coming up on Tuesday. But then we're also going to talk to the guys, since the playoffs are coming, who at Guaranteed Rate Field are responsible for the crowd noise we hear and how they figure out, you know, whether to play the blues or play the applause or just how they do that. So,
right.
You know, we'll do a wide variety of topics through the 4 to 7.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I know that certainly with the experience you've had in news and you know, one of the things, and I've said this before on the air, the one thing that I've always appreciated about listening to you over the years is that you have been kind of a 360 thinker when it comes to these topics. You know, it's really easy for a lot of people to make a quick judgment, like, oh yeah, that guy stinks, you know, and
right.
You are always very good at stopping for a second and going, well, wait a minute, you know, that guy may stink, but what about this? And to be part of that conversation and to use you to navigate that, and I think will be a very interesting opportunity for the listeners, and I'm really looking forward to listening to you starting on Monday.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, what I enjoy doing most is interviewing people. So this will give me a chance to do that. And you're right. I mean, we tend to dismiss other points of view out of hand rather than taking a moment to hear what people have to say or to get a good perspective on one side or another. And, you know, that's not good for us. So
right.
I'm hoping to be able to present both sides and do it in a calm and entertaining way.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Steve Bertrand, his brand new show, what's it called? Some Time with Steve, what's it called?
WGN Afternoon News with Steve Bertrand.
I love it. All right, well, good luck, my friend.
And
I know you'll do great.
I'm always looking for guests, Lou, and I've got your cell number, so.
You got it. Anything you
what
need,
what are you
my
doing
friend.
Monday?
Exactly. Have a great rest of your weekend, and good luck on Monday.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it. Steve Bertrand, stay tuned for that. I'm really excited for Steve, and I know you are going to love that show as well. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's speak with Ed in Burr Ridge. Ed, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. I'm about to have my driveway resealed this week, and the temperatures are dropping. I wonder, is there a temperature where I should tell them don't come?
No. I mean, honestly, Ed, the cooler temperatures are way better, because the whole idea with resealing the driveway is we want to slow down that curing process. And so the cooler the driveway, remember, you got to, you know, if it's an asphalt driveway, if it's 80 degrees outside and that dark color is absorbing all that sunlight, it's even hotter there. So as long as we're not going to get rain for 24 hours, you know, prior or after, no problem whatsoever.
All right. Can you handle one more question real quick?
Sure.
Sure. My condenser unit outside, cover it or don't cover it?
I was talking about this on my New York show, because we got a question about mice and everything. I am a proponent of covering it, but only the top 4 inches of the unit. Meaning, the thing is that if you put a tarp or a... You can buy these covers, right, that they sell. But if you're going to use those, are you old enough to remember, Ed, where you used to cuff your jeans up a little bit when you wore your Chuck Taylor sneakers?
Lou, you're hitting a low blow there.
Well, I remember
it
too.
Where I can't remember anymore.
Well, I understand. I understand how that goes. Well, back in the day, kids used to fold up their pants, and so if you're going to use a cover, fold up about 4 or 6 inches. The whole idea is that all the wiring and the guts of that condensing unit are down low. If you make it a little tent like that, it's a great place for rodents to make their way in and chew the wires. All I really want you to protect is that fan and that motor at the top. So you could, even if you wanted to, you could cut a piece of plywood, put it on top of there, and put a brick or something to hold it in place. But if you buy the top on there, I think you'll be fine.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you so much for calling. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's get a quick call in here, because we're going to break for news. This is line 4, and that's Alice. Hi, Alice. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Good morning.
How may I help you?
Always nice to hear you and talk to you.
Oh, my pleasure. What can I do for you?
I have inherited some cedar chest items. Some of them are paper. Some of them are fabric. And now that I don't have the cedar chest itself, but I have the items, and I wonder if there's anything I can use to especially store them or refresh them to the beautiful, lovely cedar fragrance.
Well, there are these cedar. Tell me what the items are again. Like clothing and fabric. What is it?
It could be like my great grandmother's hand knit sweater. It could be a baby pillow, baby blanket,
Sure. Some
doilies.
Understood.
You know, dresser tops.
If you go to the hardware store, this is where you'll find this, really. They've got these cedar blocks.
Oh, good.
They've got these cedar blocks that you can place inside of a drawer or someplace like that to help preserve it and keep moths and whatnot away. They even have some that have a hook on it that you could hang in a closet. The trick with these, though, is you want to have a little sandpaper, and once a month or so, go and lightly sand the block, okay? Just to open up the fibers a little bit and to keep that cedar smelling. Now, if you keep it in a drawer and you open it up in a month and you still smell it and it smells good, you don't need to do any of the sanding. But it's just a little bit, like a little, almost like you're, like, almost dusting. You don't have to, it's not like you're trying to take a lot out of it. But these cedar blocks will make a difference and help preserve it and keep that stuff looking good for you for years to come. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 9:30 in the morning. When we come back, it's time for our Just Text Me segment. But right now, stand by for news.
Time for Just Text Me.
How do you do this?
Maybe it's your fingernails. It's easy, look.
It's that easy.
And sent.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
It's so funny how we don't talk anymore.
Welcome back. Time for our Just Text Me segment, sponsored by Robert R. Andreas and Sons Concrete Construction. We have some text messages for me that we can rattle off real quick?
I do, Lou. I do.
Oh, great.
All right. And
you know,
here's the first one.
Let me tell you something. The whole tap dancing thing, the metaphor of you taking tap dancing and the off-radio technical difficulties we've had today is really something.
I know.
I am like the... You know, there's these, you should see me up here. Anyway,
shuffling off to Buffalo.
Here
like
I go.
The best of them.
Here I am. I'm
keep
shuffling
going.
Off to Buffalo. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, stop. Our window installers left some foam insulation on our white kitchen tile. Is there a product or method that will soften it so I can scrape it off?
Ooh, yes. What is the, remember that stuff?
This is Ask Lou, not Ask Lindsay.
No. Come on. This is like Joe Brand. What's that pitcher's name? Mosenbacher.
Oh, yeah.
Mosenbacher.
Yeah.
Mosenbacher cleaner.
Okay. Yep.
Remember? There's
yep.
a cleaner. I told you this story years ago. The guy
no,
was
I do
at
remember.
A remember
think.
The trade show? The guy had his wife there. I mean, talk about discrimination. He sprayed great stuff on the woman's hands. Mosenbacher cleaner or something. And she's got, if you've ever used great stuff, it is super sticky. And then you're like, what are you doing? Oh, no, it's okay. And he sprays the little Mosenbacher on her, and she starts wiping her hands, and it's gone. Completely gone. And this poor woman, all day at the trade show, all he kept doing was spraying it in her hands. I mean, come on. That's love. Or abuse. I'm not quite sure what it is. Mosenbacher, it's called. And I think you can find it at most hardware stores. All right, you got another text for me? You need to turn your
yes, mic. Yes, I know. We live on the Fox River with heavy woods on both sides. Across the road are farms. We have small... Oh, here's more mice. Small mice in the house. Would it be a good job... Or would it do any good to get an exterminator? Mm. Or can our cats just play with them?
Is it really sad to hear our cats still play
it
with
does,
them?
It does, yes.
Well, I think that what I would probably do with field mice like that is you really have to make sure that around your home you're not creating any safe havens. And use some repellents around the perimeter of it. I love this Bon-Eyed Mouse Magic. Put a few of those out there. Make sure there's no holes coming in the house. You know, fill that up with, speaking of great stuff, they make one that you can spray that has a rodent repel, or they won't chew it because they don't like the smell. And I would just use that. And if you do that combination of the repellents and patching up the holes, you should be good to go and try and keep them out there. And then the cats, if they occasionally play with them or get rid of them, that would be great. But we don't want the mice in the house, that's for sure. All right, 877-213. That's our Just Text Me segment. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. This is Beverly in Lake Zurich. Hi, Beverly. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Lou,
good morning.
How are you?
Good, good. What's going on?
I have an 8x12 shed with kind of a Mansford roof, shingled roof, and I can't find a roofer that will come out and re-roof it.
Hmm, really?
And I was wondering if you knew of someone.
Is it just a small roof?
Yeah, it's like an 8x12 shed.
Yeah.
Shingled with, and the roof is kind of like a Mansford roof. It comes down and then out, you know, like a Mansford roof.
All right, I'm just going to ask, and hopefully they didn't say no, but, you know, I've got two roofing sponsors of Rogers Roofing and Lindholm Roofing. Did you contact both of them?
I've contacted Lindholm, and they've never come out.
Okay, well, call them back, and you tell
Lindholm
them...
Lindholm actually put the roof on our house.
Oh, all right. Well, here's part of the problem that could happen. It's such a small job that they're like, you know, we don't want to send anybody, but here's where I would do this. Okay, so you're in Lake Zurich, okay?
Right.
Other people are getting roofs done, right? And crews are going there doing this roof, and, you know, it could be the guy, when they're done working for the day, they can come and knock this thing out in a couple of hours. And so maybe what you do is say, hey, Lindholm Roofing, you put a roof on my house blah, blah, blah years ago, and how about, do you have any jobs going in Lake Zurich? And when you do, could you come and do the roof on my shed?
I could do that.
And maybe they say, I got something scheduled in October. I have something coming in November. You know what I mean? And they put you on the list. The same is true for Rogers Roofing. It's just a question of, you know, right now, what happened, Beverly, is that when this whole pandemic started, nobody had any contractors to come to their home. And I hate to say that this is what I told you so, but I said, when we get through this, it'll be so busy you won't be able to get anybody to work in your house. And now that's what's happening. Everybody's so busy, and that's a problem.
I did this at the end of last year, you know, looking for someone, and even in the spring, and it, you know.
Right, I understand.
Didn't happen.
All right.
Do you have the number of Rogers Roofing?
1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Okay.
800-NEW-ROOF.
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask you one other quick question?
Sure.
The roofing that Lindholm put on was a bitumen roof.
A flat roof.
It's a 212 pitch rolled bitumen roof.
Mm-hmm.
And I have oversized gutters that all the leaves in the fall get in there. It's terrible. Is there anything that can be put on those to keep the leaves from going in?
In the gutters?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so they can put a leaf guard type of material over the top of that. I was speaking earlier with someone on the show about a product called Leaf Relief. And so, quite honestly, if you contact the roofing contractor and say, look, I need the gutter protection, and I need you to do my shed roof, now it becomes more worth their while to come and do the job. So it absolutely can be done. And call Lindholm Roofing back, tell them we spoke, and say, could you help me out, please?
Okay.
All right.
All right. I sure will, Lou. Thank you so much.
I so appreciate you calling. Good luck with the project. It's 9:44 in the morning. I am really excited to be celebrating my 25th year on WGN Radio by sharing one of my favorite things, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. After a doctor's appointment, I knew it was time for a change. I needed to improve my overall health. I wanted to look and feel better, and I did it by starting on Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating Program. And now, after more than a year, almost 2 years, I'm maintaining a 30-pound weight loss with support from Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. I'm living a healthier life. I lost weight. I kept it off. I feel so much better. If you want to lose, you know how when you lose weight, Lindsay, and you have some clothing, and you're like, oh, I want to keep that. I want to keep that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? I'm going to keep that. And so now what happens to me is I put a shirt on and my wife says, you look ridiculous. And to me, I don't, I don't think about it, but the shirt's too big. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's an extra large shirt. And I'm thinking, man, I used to fill this stuff out. And she just looks at me and she says, you look ridiculous. And she means that with love.
I was going to say, that's kind of a great compliment.
I know. But the thing is, like in your mind, you don't think about it because you're now... Now it's like, because it's been so much time, I just feel so much better, and it's now who I am. right? And the one thing that I'm telling you, this is not written in the copy, but what it really teaches you about is portion control. So if I have dinner, we had a little dinner last night that was not Seattle Sutton, but I just had enough. In other words, I didn't go back and like, oh, I'm going to have some more chicken or whatever it is. Like, I knew that that was enough and I was full and it was great. So listen, try one of my favorite things, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Call them now at 800-442-3438. Their food is fresh. It's never frozen. And it's delicious. The meals arrive at your home ready to enjoy. And there's no contracts. There's no gimmicks. Call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com to get started today.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I had raccoons, and I think maybe when they went up there to vacuum and spray, I think they might have hit the pipe.
He's here to solve all your home improvement problems.
Oh, I thought you meant the raccoons did that. I thought you had, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger raccoons that were moving the pipe around.
And if he can't solve them, at least he'll make you laugh.
I'll move the pipe. I'll move the pipe. You go through the roof.
He's all yours. Now back to Lou on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back, 9:49 in the morning. House Smarts Radio, 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. If you didn't get through today, remember I'll be on for another hour. And in California, this number will still work. I'm happy to take your phone calls there as well. But let's get to Nancy, who is in Melrose Park. Nancy, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm terrific. What's going on?
Well, I wanted some free advice before I have to call a plumber.
Okay.
I have a gooseneck. It's a gooseneck faucet, probably at least 10 years old. And it's leaking, just started leaking last week, where the mesh cord joins the metal holder of the mesh cord.
Mesh. Okay, wait. Hold on.
No...
Wait, so it's a gooseneck, meaning it's a okay. It's a pull-down spray faucet, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And so where that flexible hose connects to the head, that's where it's leaking?
Yes.
And have you tightened it?
I wouldn't know. It appears the only thing I could do would be to use a pliers to tighten it.
Okay, so when you pull, when you pull that head down, Nancy, you pull that head down, you see a little chrome chrome piece that goes into probably a little black plastic piece, correct?
I see.
I see eyes of blue, red roses. Okay, but here's my point.
I like that.
Thank you, but here, hold on. I'm here. Enjoy the veal. Tip your waiters and waitresses. On that chrome piece, there should be two little flat parts on it. This is what I want you to do. Do you have any masking tape at home?
Just the blue stuff.
Perfect. Wrap the blue stuff
around.
Wrap the blue stuff around that chrome piece. Okay, a couple times around.
Okay.
Take a pair of pliers and grab that chrome piece. Then take the head in your hand, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. Just give it a little, okay, and tighten it up. And then see if you stop the leak. There should be a rubber gasket, okay, that's inside there to seal it up. It's probably just loosened up over time. If that doesn't seal it, then I want you to, with the tape on there, loosen and take the head completely off. Make sure that that head is not cracked. Then do you know what Teflon tape is? It's like a white tape that you use to seal threads on plumbing?
No.
Okay.
Well,
you're going to go to the hardware store. If you're not successful tightening it, you're going to say, hey, I was talking to Lou. He said I need some Teflon tape. They're going to hand you a little roll of this Teflon tape that you'll have for the rest of your life. And then you're going to wrap this around the male end of the head where the threads are, and you're going to retighten it. It's going to seal those threads, and it's not going to leak anymore. And you've saved hundreds of dollars fixing it yourself.
Okay. I'm a little perplexed because I don't see anything that I can tighten it with.
Well,
and
you're going to grab the chrome piece that's connected to the flexible line with the pliers. On the end of that line, there's a little chrome piece that screws on. That's what you grab with the pliers. Then the head portion, you're going to tighten, right? So you're going to righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, tighten it just a little bit.
Yeah.
And you should seal it that way. It should work out just fine for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 9:53 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back after this. 877-2134-LOU is our phone number. Just a few minutes left. Let's see if we can get one more call here. This is Arlene in Bartlett. Hey, Arlene.
Hi, Lou.
Good morning. We're going to
send your show.
I love you, Arlene, and we're going to send you a HouseSmart Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens and baths. Are you working remotely? Don't have enough room?
Let
Cobblestone Remodeling create an ideal workspace for your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. How may I help you?
Went to the cemetery the other day, and the marble gravestone on my parents' grave, where the names are engraved, it's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to clean it with a nylon brush and Dawn, but it didn't work. Do you know what I could use to clean it?
If you want to go there and clean it right away, meaning that if you go back there with a brush, I want you to buy... Now, one thing that you can use is Wet and Forget, which will kill it and clean it and keep it clean. But if you want to just get it all clean right away, Concrobium makes a product called Duo Blast. DOUBLAST.
Okay.
Take that out there to the cemetery, spray that onto the granite or the stone, whatever it might be. Let it sit there for 5 minutes or so, and then use the nylon brush. And if you can bring a little bucket of water or something with you to rinse.
Yeah, there's water there at the cemetery that you could use.
So if you can rinse it with that, that's great. Now then, once it's all clean, if you want to try and maintain that, then you could what you could do is buy a little pre-mixed spray bottle of Wet and Forget that you can bring with you, and once you get it all clean, spray it all down with that, and it'll make sure that organic material doesn't build up again. And then go and, do that whenever you go visit it. You hit another spot with the Wet and Forget, and it'll look great. Thanks so much for the phone call. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. I hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe. Stay positive. Remember to follow us on Instagram at HouseSmarts. And I hope you all have a terrific weekend. Lindsay, thanks for producing. Nice job. And Joe and Don, always nice working with you. And Bob Ferguson, you.